We're going to try to start out this year praising the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for getting us through last year. I'd like to thank Him for the opportunity of another year. And looking into His Word this morning, our Sunday school lesson, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the infallible, Lord, inerrant Word of God. Lord, it's just a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, a psalm to set off. Had it in my heart that I might not sin against God. Lord, we don't want to sin. We're more prone to sin than not. But Lord, I'm glad You gave Your life a ransom for all. Lord, You suffered for us, Lord, that we could go free. You took, Lord, our punishment. You took our sins. And Lord, You took them to the cross. And Lord, there the Bible said You nailed them to the cross. And never to remember them no more. Never remember them no more against us. And how thankful we are, Lord, that You took the punishment of our sins. You made the payment for our sins. And Lord, You gave us the privilege to be forgiven. We thank You for that. Pray You bless this Sunday school lesson this morning. Lord, we pray for our church like we did, Lord, this morning. Lord, that it be a blessing. Lord, that it would grow to what You would have it to be. We certainly want to be all that You want us to be. We want to see Your blessings. We want to be a blessing. And bless this little church, God. Bless its members. I pray they'll all put forth extra effort to be in church today and start this year out, Lord, with zeal and Lord, a shout, with Lord, intentions of being here faithfully, Father. I know, Lord, You want us to be faithful, Lord, not only to the house of God, but to reading our Word and Lord, the witness and Father, and Lord, we want to be faithful. Help us with that, Lord, we pray. Bless this effort, this Sunday school lesson this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
We're just starting in Genesis chapter 40.
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 39 was Joseph tested by adversity. He's been through quite a bit of adversity. Got accused of doing something he hadn't done. Got sold to Potiphar. Potiphar's wife tried to get him to lay with her, and he resisted and refused. And now he's in prison. And the Lord's still taking care of Joseph. He probably don't look like it, but he is. Says in the last verse of Genesis 39, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. Talking about Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. And verse 1 of Genesis 40 says, and it came to pass after these things. I just want you to understand, the providence of God is upon Joseph. He gave him them dreams, and he's fulfilling them dreams. Even in these things that's coming upon him.
Speak to me, or I won't know who you are.
And it said, it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. Now, this is bad what happened to the butler, what happened to the baker. But again, it's fulfilling the providence of God concerning Joseph. We'll get to that in this chapter.
Yes.
Said in Pharaoh, which is the king of Egypt, he was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, against the chief of the bakers, and he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. You know, I used to work in the workplace. I'm retired now. Thank God for being retired. But I would notice the countenance of a lot of people. And I tried to have, a watchful eye.
Yeah.
I'd say something like, "You seem awful sad today."
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd tell me, sometimes they wouldn't. But when they would tell me, I try to encourage them. I try to, be a blessing. The Bible talks about having compassion. I wouldn't put them down. I'd say, "Well, you know, it could have been worse, or it'll work out. Just give it time." But Joseph noticed these two men. They're sad. You know, I don't want to be insensitive to the needs of others.
Right.
I always want to look to opportunity. Brother Donnie, bless his heart and his job.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
And he takes advantage of it. He helps a lot of people out there. I've heard him be talking to them on the phone. He show up at a house delivering a medicine to them, and he encourages them and gives them a good word. The Bible said a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver.
Yes,
the Bible says by the power of the tongue is life and death. You know, you can hurt someone with a word, or you can encourage someone with a word. Well, Joseph here, he looks, and these men are sad. And the reason they're sad is because they've had a dream. And verse 7, he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sadly today?" He's inquiring about their sadness. I care enough about someone to get involved. We've come down to a sad day. People just walk by.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, here somebody's getting raped. They just act like it ain't there. Somebody's getting beaten. They just walk by and act like it ain't nothing.
Good morning, Joanne.
Someone being robbed. They don't want to get involved.
No, that's right.
Here Joseph is. He's inquiring. He says, "Why do you look so sad?"
Mm-hmm. We love you, honey.
Verse 8. And they said unto him, "We've dreamed a dream."
Yeah.
And there's no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to God?" You know, Joseph here is real quick to get God in his conversation. He don't know, you know, where this butler or this baker's of a godly sort. And so he inserts God here. And he says, "Do not interpretations belong to God?" He said, "Tell me them, I pray you." And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and he said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. Mm-hmm. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them in the Pharaoh's cup and gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou was his butler." Mm-hmm. Now, Joseph's fixing to ask a favor here in a minute, but this interpretation was a good interpretation. I mean, everybody in jail wants to know they're going to get out. This guy's in prison, Brenda. He gives this dream to Joseph, and Joseph said, "Buddy, 3 days, you're getting out. And you're going to be reinstated. You're going to be again Pharaoh's butler." Boy, that must have felt pretty good to get a good interpretation.
Yeah,
this other was not that good, but Joseph here, he asked a favor in verse 14. He said, "Now, think on me when it shall be well with thee." You know, we do tend to forget when things are going pretty good, we tend to forget about maybe someone that helped us to get to where we're at, or someone that asked for help. We tend to forget it. Well, Joseph here, he's saying, remember me. He said, think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Bring me out of this house. Now, he done told this boy in 3 days he's getting out.
Right.
He says, verse 15, for indeed I was stolen away out of the hand of out of the land of the Hebrews. There also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. He hadn't done no wrong.
No.
But in the providence of God, he's exactly where he's supposed to be.
That's right.
You know, sometimes things, they don't always make no sense. I don't know about y'all, but I haven't got it all figured out. And the Bible tells me that we ought to give some thought about tomorrow. You know, it says take no thought about tomorrow, what's going to be. I'm trying to think of this scripture in James. Go to ye now that say tomorrow we'll do this or that. He said you ought to pray the Lord be willing we'll do this or that, because we don't know what a day is going to bring. I lost my train of thought in that finding that verse there. But Joseph here, he's in the perfect will of God. God's got this in the providential will of God. God's working out Joseph's dream in all this adversity.
Right.
And,
can I share something with you?
Yeah.
You know, we do go through times that we kind of ask God, you know, why?
Yeah, why?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, we do.
And so this one particular time, it's been years ago, I was going through a real rough time. And, you know, I wonder why. And so one day, I was in the kitchen. This was when we were in the old house before the tornado hit. And sun came out. Sunshine all in that kitchen. Mm. So that told me God had heard me.
Yeah.
And he was telling me what you've been through is going to help you.
Bless.
It's going to make you stronger. And you know, God can do that.
Yeah, he can.
And we just have to trust.
Yeah. Old song, trust and obey.
Like that. Yeah.
No other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Sister Bonnie, I appreciate her. I want participation in Sunday school.
Yeah.
If y'all don't, I'm just going to talk. But this week, matter of fact, last Friday, Herschel Walker called in on the radio program. His wife, she was in the hospital pretty much on her deathbed. And he had called and asked for people to please remember his wife in prayer. And Friday he called in and he was literally in tears. And he said somebody got through. And he said she's doing so much better. And he said, I want to thank God. And, you know, I did pray for her, but I want to be real careful right here. Just like Bonnie said there, you know, the Lord had acted upon someone's prayer, and her situation greatly improved. And, you know, that's what prayer is all about. It's like, God, send some help, visit, go by there, help her get well. But I appreciated his testimony. He said, somebody got through. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're
that's
supposed
right.
to pray.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to believe the Lord concerning situations. Just thinking in my own mind, that soccer player, P. Lee, or whatever his name was, he didn't make it to 2023. Barbara Walters didn't make it to 2000. These are big name people. 2023. And that Pope,
yeah.
He was on his deathbed. They said he's doing better. He died, I think, that night.
Yeah.
But we're here 2023, and I'll just tell you, we're here by the providence of God. Even though Joseph's in adversity, even though we don't understand his situation, just like Bonnie said, God's got this.
My mother told a story one time before you get started back.
That's all right. I'm open.
She told a story one time. You know, we have in a wintertime, we have where the sun don't shine for
shorter days, yeah.
Months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know there's been times it seems like the sun is never going to shine again, you know. And they lived up by Crown Point, Indiana. My dad was in a hospital, and the doctor said, there ain't nothing else I can do for him.
Yeah.
He's probably going to die right here before he comes home. And my mother, she believes whatever God says, she believes. And that's the way you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, she told me that she's going to live to be 100.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, I said, Mom, why would you want to live to be 100? She says, just to say I did.
Come on in here, Sharon. You're getting in a good time.
She said, I'm serious, Edward. I've done talked to God. He said I could. And she she lived to be 106 months old.
Oh. Woo!
We had her 100th birthday party right over here in Hartford.
So
in a basement of a church over there. So anyway, what I was going to tell you about this story was the doctors told him there ain't nothing we can do for him. Take him home, let him die, whatever, you know. And Mom said, it's not time for Dad to die yet. And she said, Edward, it had been weeks. There was no sunshine. And she said, I was standing at the kitchen window.
Yeah.
And she said, I said, Lord, if my husband is going to live.
Woo! I like it already.
Yeah. Please let this sunshine come out and show me that he's going to make it.
Woo!
And she said, when I opened my eyes, the sun was shining right down on me. And she said, I knew. I went to the hospital next week and brought him home, and he lived for years. They moved down here to Ohio County. And he lived
I can already tell I'm going to like it, amen.
Yeah, and, you know, she just told me all kinds of different stories. And
great faith. That's the kind of people I want praying for me, amen.
The story about her living to be 100, though, she was sitting at my kitchen table, and I was making a joke of it. I said, oh, Mother, why would you want to live to be 100? What, as bad as this world's getting, and this was years ago, it was already starting to get bad, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, just to say I did.
Yeah.
I said, okay then, if that's what you want to do. And she said, Edward, I'm serious. I done talked to God. He said I could.
Hey, man.
I said, I'll tell you one thing, Mom. God don't lie. If he says you'll live to be 100, you will. And I reminded her of that. She was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But I reminded her of that the day that I went in that basement, that church over there, to her 100th birthday party. I remember.
Amen.
I'm telling you that, Edward.
He didn't live behind a what?
Yeah.
Testimony.
That's right.
She lived behind a testimony.
Yeah, she sure did, boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. And I've kneeled down by her so many times, and I start to pray, and I just stop and listen to her and just cry. I mean, bawl.
Yeah.
The things that she would talk to God about.
Yeah.
You know. She would know you, but she would talk to him about you and not even know you.
Hey, man.
That's
good, brother.
Oh, it was so good.
That's what I want the Sunday school to be. Go ahead there, sister.
This precious lady, my niece keeps her. She's her mother-in-law. And if Lord is willing, she will be 105 March the
27th. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord.
She's amazing. I told her, I said, Miss Ruth, I said, do you know it's an honor to know you? She said, is it? I said, yes, it is.
You know, I believe in giving people flowers while they're living, not before they die. And right there, sitting beside you, Ms. Bonnie, is a woman that I need to give flowers to. And Brother Eddie needs to, too. Because she can call us. And if she sounds like that, we sound like we're down, she'll sing us a song.
Sure will.
Until she got this laryngitis, she used to do it all the time, okay? And I understand when she got sick, she couldn't do it.
I called her, asked her to sing a song. She said, you want me to sing it now? I said, yeah.
You know, sometimes that's what it takes to make it through the day. Or it doesn't me. I don't know about anybody else. But I really appreciate Brenda. I
do
too. My heart.
I do too. Hey,
man, go ahead.
I just don't want him to praise me too much, but I just like to say, you know, the Lord does hear the prayers. Our prayers.
Yeah.
He says he hears your prayers.
He inhabits.
Yeah.
You know, I feel
wherever righteous man available much.
Need to say this, I think, because the Bible tells us somewhere to confess our faults.
One to another.
And I have a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the last couple of weeks, I haven't been so good. I've said things that I should have said, words that it bothered me. But I just, ask God to forgive me.
And he did.
Faithful and just.
The The tongue is a mighty little thing.
Well, remember, but it boasts a great thing, amen.
The Bible says it's full of unruly evil.
You sure will set on fire of hell.
I'm sorry for what I said, but you can't unring a bell.
So, Well, like I said, we're more prone to sin than not.
Yeah,
praise God.
God knows that too.
Praise God, Jesus. He didn't pay for part of my sin. He took all of me,
amen.
Amen. And He still loved me, amen.
Yes.
But I like the participation in this Sunday school lesson this morning. I've been trying to somehow open that can, and I appreciate the hands going up. And Joseph here, he has interpreted this butler's dream, and he's asking for him to remember him. And he said, I ain't done nothing that should put me in this dungeon. I'm here. He didn't say it, but he could say, I'm here by the providence of God.
Right.
Verse 16, and you know, it's good Baptist for you here. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uttermost basket there were all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And he thought surely he'd get a good interpretation. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. Amen. Now, you know, that ain't good news, you're right. But he thought it might be good, and he went ahead and gave his dream, and Joseph gave him the interpretation. Verse 20 said, and it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now, even though this chief butler forgot Joseph, God didn't. And he'll continue to work in Joseph's life. By the hand of man, Joseph is a forgotten man. He has to be remembered. And you know this chief baker, he come out smelling like a rose. He's restored to his position, and he didn't remember Joseph. Forgot him. But look here, verse 41, chapter 41, verse 1. It came to pass at the end of 2 full years. That's important.
Yeah.
You see, Joseph is being prepared for a job. One thing we all lack is patience.
Yes,
I told somebody, I said, you know how to get patience, don't you? You know what they said, Sharon? They said, no how. I said, you got to wait on it.
Right.
Patience ain't no fun.
Uh-uh.
I remember hearing a story about a man, he was a pastor of a church, and his wife walked by and he's pacing the room back and forth. She said, what's wrong with you? Carolyn, he said, I'm in a hurry and God's not. And sometimes patience tries us. Sometimes patience, we have to wait. And at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. Now, the butler's dreamed and the baker's dreamed. Now Pharaoh's dreaming. And behold,
when you came in here,
he stood by the river. Behold, there came out of the river. Oh, wait a minute. Behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine. That's a cow.
Yeah, for that girl.
And fat-fleshed.
Yeah.
And they fed in a meadow.
Ashley.
And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. Now remember, Pharaoh's dreaming a dream. It's been how long?
2 years.
Two full years.
Two full.
And the ill-favored, lean-fleshed kine did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine, so Pharaoh wrote, it scared him.
Yeah.
You know, I tell him, Donnie, I dreamed a dream the other day. I was back in the factory, and I woke up. I thought, you got to be kidding me. Man, that's like Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm sitting there, everything I was doing, it wasn't like before. I wasn't successful. I was messing it up, and wasn't nothing working. I was done sweating bullets, and I finally woke up and said, hallelujah, it's just a dream. Well, Pharaoh here, he woke up because this dream, it kind of upset him, I guess, that these weak cattle eat up these healthy cattle.
Right.
Verse 5 says he slept and dreamed the second time.
Yeah.
Must have been a Baptist, Brother Ed. Took you two times to get the message.
That's right.
Behold, 7 ears of corn came up on one stalk. Well, that's the kind of corn. If I was going to raise corn, I'd want the kind to get 7 ears.
That's right.
I've seen some with three,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some with four, but I ain't never seen one that had 7 ears on it. But anyway, 7 ears of corn came up on one stalk, rank and good. Now, that seven's significant in these dreams.
Yeah.
And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Now, when you have a dream bad enough to wake you up, sometimes you're able to remember that dream. And like I said, I've had a couple here lately, and all of them was about going back to the workplace. And I will say this about the dreams, the environment had really changed. It was nothing like what I remembered, amen.
Right.
But Pharaoh, he awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent, called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh.
Right.
Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. I told you God's
right.
Still working
right.
On behalf of Joseph. And the butler forgot about Joseph, but God didn't. And through these dreams and through these failed efforts of the magicians and the wise men, now this chief butler, he remembers Joseph. Verse 10, he says, Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward and the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. There was with us a young man, a Hebrew servant, to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Each man according to his dream did he interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him hastily.
Yeah.
Out of the dungeon. You know, we're going to leave out here one day hastily.
Yes, we are. Praise the Lord.
Woo! And he shaved himself.
Yeah.
Changed his raiment.
Good morning, Roger.
And came in unto Pharaoh. I can see Joseph. He's gone from the prison to the palace. Carolyn, and the scenery looks a little different. It don't stink like the prison did. Everything's majesty. I mean, just breathtaking. There Joseph is saying, what the heck is going on? What am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And yet Joseph's dream is being fulfilled to the T.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, God, sometimes the Bible said His ways are past finding out. Mm-hmm. But I have asked Daniel Boone one time, Brother Donnie, they asked Daniel Boone, they said, you ever been lost? He said, I've never been lost. He said, I'd be with her one time about 6 weeks, but I've never been lost. But Joseph may have got a little bewildered, but God has providentially brought him to the palace for such a time as this. Pharaoh sent and called him. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, and there's none that can interpret it. And Joseph said, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Now, I guess Joseph, about that time, he said, woo.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it's not in me.
Mm-hmm.
God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Joseph, it don't take him long to get God into conversation. You know, this year, it's the first day of the new year.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, really, you should just run somebody down today and just say, don't hold this against me, but I'd just like to ask if you're saved or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to try to win somebody to the Lord. Try to be a witness, you know. Start out the year, I guess, you know, right. I thought about that myself coming over here. I thought about stopping at Dollar General store and just going there like a terrorist and try to find somebody to witness to, amen?
Yes, God.
And, you know, might shake somebody up. They might say, hey, there might be something to that. But here Joseph is, he says, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. This dream has troubled Pharaoh, and he's called the wise men. He's called, you know, the magicians. They couldn't help him. The reason they couldn't, because God wants Joseph here. And verse 17 said, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream,
mm-hmm.
behold, I stood upon the bank of the river.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you know, Brother Ed started giving testimony a while ago, and I said, I like the sound of it already. I think Joseph may have said, I like the sound of this dream already.
Yes, he did.
He said, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kind of Tojim's cattle,
yeah.
fat-fleshed, well-favored, and they fed in a meadow.
Right.
And behold, seven other kind came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I've never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness.
Mm-hmm.
And the lean and ill-favored kind did eat up the first seven fat kind.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, for they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I told you this dream was so severe that it woke Pharaoh up. Verse 22, Pharaoh says, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. I like to have some of that corn to plant, amen.
Yeah, boy.
It wouldn't take too big. It wouldn't take too many acres to fill it.
No, trees are up.
Yeah, boy. Then he said, they came up in one stalk and they were full and good. I love good ear corn.
Yeah.
Behold, seven ears with withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me.
Yeah.
Now, Pharaoh's in this predicament here because Joseph is supposed to be here. Joseph is supposed to help interpret this dream. Verse 25, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. You know, I thought about this morning about Noah. 120 years he's out there building this big boat. I looked this morning, even here, me and Carolyn and Rita, and there's Abby and heck.
Landon.
Thank you. Couldn't spit Landon out with a mouthful of it. Here we are in this great old big boat, and this is just the door. Look how small we are. This is a door, and we're here. We just look like midgets.
Yeah.
But we went up there to see this ark. They built a replica of the ark, and here Noah is out there, and all the mockers and the scoffers. Hey, Noah!
Yeah.
How long is it going to be before it rains, Noah? And no doubt Noah may have had a episode or two of doubt, like, I'm wasting my time here or what? I'll just tell you, Joseph here, he quickly takes advantage of this opportunity. He said, God has showed you what he's about to do.
Yeah.
And you know what, the world, they're sitting at naught right now. They're FaceTiming, they're Facebooking, they're buying, selling, marrying, giving in marriage.
Oh, gosh.
And just like Noah's day.
Yeah, that's right.
God gave us his word.
Yes, he did.
Tells us what he's about to do. We don't know the time. We know the seasons.
No.
But we don't know the exact day.
Right.
Probably good that we don't. But anyway, Joseph tells Pharaoh, God has showed you what he's about to do. He said in verse 26, the seven good kind are 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven good years are 7 years. The dream is one.
Yeah.
And the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty years blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine.
Right.
This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do. He showeth unto Pharaoh. Wonder what would happen if Pharaoh hadn't had a Joseph.
I don't know.
I mean, here he is. God's trying to show him what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But you see, God's in this whole thing. He's done gave Joseph the dream first.
Yeah.
Now he's fulfilling the dream through all the adversity, through all the forgetting Joseph by the baker, well, by the butler, through all of the prison, all of the Potiphar's wife, all of that. Here Joseph is. He's cleaned up. He's shaven. He's given Pharaoh. He said, God is showing you what he's about to do. He said, verse 29, there shall come 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be great if America could have this kind of interpretation? There's going to come up 7 years of great plenty.
Yeah.
Throughout all the land of Egypt. And there's going to rise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land.
Yeah.
And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that dream, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass.
Yeah.
Let me quicken up here. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man. You know, Joseph, he's not volunteering for the job. He's putting this in Pharaoh's hands.
Yeah.
He said, now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. Let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. The thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, thank God for Joseph.
Yeah, that's right.
He said the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Yeah. Here Pharaoh is giving God glory for Joseph.
That's right.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Here Joseph had just got out of prison, got promoted. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring. Oh my, we're talking about power.
Yeah.
Took that ring off. And put it upon Joseph's hand. And arrayed him, Brother Ed, in vestures of fine linen.
Yeah, boy.
And put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had.
Yeah.
And they cried before him, bow the knee.
Yeah.
And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. You know, I think about that bow the knee. I can see Potiphar and his wife.
Yeah.
Here they had him put in prison. I see him saying, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
That's about the way it's going to be when Jesus shows up and they start bowing.
Yes.
We didn't know.
Yes.
Oh my, they bowed that knee before Joseph. And I tell you what, Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And we'll stop right there. I wanted to get to that part about bowing that knee. Yeah. Reminded me so much of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my. What a chapter here. Genesis chapter 41 is here. Joseph finally realized that God's been with him all through this whole thing. You know, when we get to heaven, we're finally going to realize God's been with us through the whole thing.
Hey.
All those things that were hard, that were difficult, we'll call them light afflictions. We'll say, Lord, you was right, and I was wrong in my thinking. But then we'll see face to face. Then we'll understand all things. But we're just like Joseph. We're just in the providential plan of God. We are in the work of God. We're here as His witnesses. We're here as the light. We're children of light.
Yeah.
Even though the church has got very dim light, that is the reason the so-and-sos came out of the closets. Because years past, buddy, I'm talking about shotgun barrel preachers would preach like need to be preached. We're going to be preaching about some of that today. We'll stop our lesson right there. Lord, we thank you for that rich, bountiful lesson this morning. Lord, very much encouraged, very much, Lord, Lord, informed. Thank you for that lesson this morning. Bless those that were here this morning. Those that listen by way of the internet, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right.
It's a blessed lesson.